Simen Kuf Samach, Sif Aleph, starting Simen Kuf Samach. So, Sif Aleph. Mayim Shenishtana Marayan, water which the appearance of the water has changed. It became discolored or thickened, etc. We'll see what it is. Bein Machmas Atzman, Bein Machmas Dabar Shenofel L'Soichon, whether they just sat by itself and eventually it changed, or something fell into it. Bein Machmas Makaimam, they absorb something from the what they're sitting in. So any of these things, Allah is psulim, they're not kosher. Okay. So what's this about? Like, well, why is there a problem? So the first step is sivkat nal shirishtanam arayin yafina zemi mayim shalkir shahay lekidush shadayim raglayim lekidush shadayim b'mikdash the psulim b'shirim ara. So the source for the psul is we compare it to the din of the kir, which there by the kir, if the water would change appearance, it would not be kosher. Okay, so machmas atzman. So what does machmas atzman mean? Kion shalma b'kliz man rab achinasa yorik ayudeho aver hacham. It sat in the, it just sat there for a long period of time, and as it sits, the water is, will eventually change color. Now, if it absorbs from something else, that's malchus the barakher. But the point is over here, just it didn't do anything alone. Just sitting there alone, eventually the water will grow. There's a certain amount which is in the water itself to start with, and that will start, the growth will take over and it'll turn colors. If there's nothing else which we can indicate is the source of the problem, something fell into it or it absorbed from something else, it just sitting by itself is not a psul according to the Rambam, and that's the Kharadim disagree with the Mechaber on this point. They say that it's kosher. And you have a Taz and Magan Ram and the Gra all hold that it's kosher. But what is the problem is when it's something else fell into it. If ink fell into it, other types of dyes and colors, even if it wasn't that it totally dissolved and then you have this other substance in it, but you're actually able to pull out the piece of whatever fell in which has a dye in it. You pull it out, but it left along some coloring, discoloration behind. If it absorbed smoke, got into the water, so that's a problem. The rachmach was atzma cherim. The only case which is kosher is if the water just sits by itself, according to, like I said before, according to the Rambam, the Gra, etc. But the general issue of dirt in the water, which that was a common issue, that's how water came out of the ground for the most part. That's not called Shinimara, that's how water came. That's how water comes. It comes a lot of times we draw the water out. There's dirt and mud and those type of things in the water. And a second argument why it's not a problem, because the nature is if you let it sit for a while, usually it'll fall out of suspension and it'll clear out. So it's not considered that it really changed. So that's why you see that the fact is that for most part, that discoloration of dirt will the cloudiness will go fall to the bottom and the water will come clear. So both of those arguments are valid arguments. Or machmas becoming it became discolored because of where it's placed. Whether it absorbs something from the ground or something from a kli, either way it would be a problem.
The
And we're going to differentiate between the Tilos Yadayim and Tevila. That for if the change is the minimal change, so that's true by the Tilos Yadayim. I will put the other barboim saw by 40 saw of Tevila and a posa machmashini mara called who? For the Tilos Aguf, then if some mikvah machmashini mara. The only case that you have a problem by a mikvah is if you have a distinct item which fell into it and changed the color, or you have a liquid which is a colored liquid falls in. For example, the example it gives over here would be red wine. Furthermore, that's only psul in a mikvah, not in a mayan. Fine. So the lochas is psulim in chazal b'yosin ksherim. If, however, eventually that discoloration goes away and it comes back to being the color of water, so that's fine. If you use the water for something, so once it's been used, you can't use it for the Tilos Yadayim. And similarly, if you want to soak something in it, so something to clean it or over here, he was that. Now, this is true, even if you didn't intend to put into this water, it just fell into this water. You intended to put into one, it fell into the other. So that's going to be a problem. Still going to be a problem.
So if you drank some of it, that would be malacha?
We'll see that later on, that might be a problem. Okay. It's not exactly how it's malacha, but okay. Vimtzinan yayin b'mayim psulim. So, for example, let's say you took a container of wine and you wanted to cool it off and you put it into this, you had cold water and you submerged the bottle of wine in the cold water to use the water to cool the wine, so that's possible. You may dip em kalim, if you use the water to wash dishes, psulim. If the kalim were clean already, or they were new, and you're just like doing it for a second time, so that's ksherim. Hitul behem hanachtum hagluskin pirkesh kikos lechem is psulim. So you get a nice shine on your dough when you bake it if there's a little bit of water on it. So you take the dough after it's been formed and you dip it quickly into the water. So that would be possible. However, if what you did do, instead of dipping the dough into the water, you use your hands to take some water out. So you dipped your hands into the water, took some water out, and used that to smear onto the dough. So the water which is in the kli was never used. The water which you did the malacha with was taken out of the kli. Even if you dipped both of your hands, and you pulled out a handful, and then you used that to then put on to that. So over there, it's even more obvious that you didn't do any malacha with what's left behind. A person is finished doing his work, he has a little bit of dough left on his hands, and you want to rinse it off, so it will not become possible. So the question is, why is that not possible? Okay. Mr. Bill will talk about that. Okay. A lot of information over here. Mr. Bursa cut involved malacha. So the root of this iser, of this issue of the psul, is a concept called shayfkim. Water is shayfkim is water which is to be thrown out, it's been used, and then you, after it's been used, you don't want to use it for something else, so it's considered shayfchin, which is oimin for shvicha, which is the nature of shayfchin, you will be pouring it out. And so Chazal said that you cannot use shayfchin for the purpose of netila. Its function, it lowers its chashivas, and it's to be thrown out. So that's why it's possible. So anything which is used for malacha, we now confer that status of it's a second use, even though we would recycle and repurpose, but the primary way you would normally respond to that is it's been used already. You don't use it again for something else. So Chazal said no good. So soaking something in it, soaking your bread in, is also shayfchim. Even if the person who did it was not the owner, so you can pass on somebody else's water, based on the rule that you can, that I can make somebody else's item possible through a ma'isa, not through machshava, but through a ma'isa. Kibager raises the question, can you actually make something which is not yours possible? Because it's not enough that you do the mice, you also have to have intent. Maybe you're not the person who has a right to have that intent. So I feel in his cabin, even your intent was to dip it into Kaylee number one, and it fell into the other one instead. He wanted to soak it in some water. Then it's a problem. You had no intent to soak it at all, just fell in. It doesn't get in of shayfchim because you had no intent to use it for, and then by intending to use it for A, then you say, oh, I'm not, no, now it's like its nature is to then discard it. No, I had no intent to use it for A. It wasn't blended with it with anything, so I have no intent to discard it. So same thing would be true if you had a keli which was dirty and it fell into the water and it washed it off by falling into the water, but you had no intent to do that, so it will not pass on the water. A beggar fell into the water and you pulled it out. So what is going to be a problem is the following. You pull the baguette out, so the water which remains, you had no intent to put it in, and therefore the water remains kosher. However, when you take the baguette and you squeeze it out, the water which you're squeezing out, you're intending to take out of the baguette. So while it's doing that, it cleans the baguette, it pulls out dirt which is there. So that you did intentionally. I mean, you did it because of the circumstances, because it got wet, so you need to squeeze it out, but you intended to squeeze that water out. So that water will become, considered like you did malacha with it, and that water will become pasul. So don't squeeze that water back into the container, because then you have pasul, you have a combination of kosher and non-kosher water. You should squeeze it out somewhere else. So now, let's say you take a bottle of wine, for example, and you use the water to cool it. The kosher malacha, Sukkot and Tess, Shayyadei Hamayim, and Isananu, the water cooled the wine. So it did a malacha, it did something for the wine. However, if the wine was cool, you just wanted to prevent it from heating, that's not called you did something with it, because it didn't really do anything, it just protected it. So that is still kosher. So I have a large water container and I have some fresh fish which I just caught and still alive, and I want to put them in this container that they shouldn't die. Over here the goal is just to maintain, so that's not called malacha. If the fish died, and you pulled out right away, so it didn't change the smell or the color of the water, so that wouldn't passel the water. If you left the dead fish in there for a while, and it affected Once it became like it has a bad smell, etc., that's a different story. We'll see later on that that's a different psul. It's also a problem. If you wash kalim in it, either to remove dirt or smell, kalim. The same thing if you use it to wash vegetables. It's also a problem. So if I'm going to compare Yerukas to the kalim, so even though my standard is to always rinse off all of my vegetables, even though they're really clean. So that rinsing, if it's really clean, is not considered a malacha. The same way, if I have a dish which is really clean, it's not considered a malacha. If I soaked the yarakas in there that they shouldn't wither, vegetables are an interesting thing because as opposed to, let's say, the question we had before of the wine keeping its temperature or a fish that shouldn't die, vegetables have a very high water content, and when they sit, the water content, the heat, it'll evaporate out and your vegetables wither. So when you keep it in the water, it's not just that the water is preventing it from, it's the water is like replenishing the water into the vegetable and keeping it moist. So there, it's actually moistening the vegetable, so that's more than just protecting it. So the Magen Rambam said that's a problem. But some arguments say that that's why the Magen Rambam is machmer. And there is a Mekilim, however, which argue that that's basically along the lines of Shmirah. And so, therefore, it would be acceptable. So that's the Machlokes. So therefore, if you have no other water, you'll use it. If you get all the water available, afterwards you have to wash again. So if you wash Kalim with a Psulim, Wooden, Sharmalachas, Kinjanosimam Kalim, Shiniz Baku, Mersachama, Kreshiz Kapsu, you have wooden kalim, so if they sit in a very hot sun, they shrink a little bit and they develop cracks. You put it back into the water, it expands in the water and the cracks close. So if you did that, use the water for that purpose, that's called a malach. Use the water to check to see if you have a container, how much the container holds. Use the water to measure the container. So shnosis are markers. So you have markers inside of the keli, you know, levels. Let's say you're like your measuring cup. So there's markers on it. Those are called shnosis. So, but let's say I instead of using shnosis to measure an amount, we can use it also to measure weight. Water has a certain standard weight, and I can use it as my measuring, my weighing instrument. So I have a container, when I fill it up to the first marker, it weighs a pound, I fill the second marker, it weighs 2 pounds, etc. So I want to use my water there as a way to weigh something against it. They have an indentation where they reach 1 liter, 2 liters, etc. Or what you can do is you want to weigh something, you put something inside of the kli and it raises the water, so you see how much space it takes up. That's also called using the water for purpose for malacha, and it's going to be possible. If you put something in which gives it a smell, it's not that the water is helping the smell, the smell is adding something to the water. So if it's a nice smell, that's what we're talking about. So, an interesting question which comes up along these lines is, let's say I put in a chemical into the water to keep it clean. So we based on this idea before of Nishtana Marayan, so the Moshe of Dirshu raises the question. You know, nowadays a lot of our water, they, you know, they add chlorine to it, they add different things to it, etc. So even if it originally goes in with some type of a discoloration, so you eventually, we could argue A, it might settle out, and B, that's how all the water is delivered nowadays. That might be considered that's considered a normal. That's like the same way having dirt in the water is not called shini mara, because that's normal for it nowadays. We could argue nowadays the way all of our water comes like that might be considered that's acceptable. So he brings over here from the Nossinger Stettner, based on this argument of the Prima Gautama, that's what's called normal. So he would apply the same thing over here. This became this is the normal way of receiving it, and therefore it would not be a problem. Let's say you put a keli which is clean or new. It's then you didn't really use the water for anything, so it's kosher. Now, if there was even the new keli, there was something dirty on it. So then obviously you have to wash it. So then the water is used to wash, so it's possible. Let's say I have a new kli. I want to see if it has any holes in it. So I put the water in to see if the water will run out. So I'm using the water to check the kli. Is that called yesh? Lo din de lamikri nasa ben malacha. De ein amayim oisa shum pula. Gili mosa ba mehi. Ken kosa b'chun shur b'kibager. Shur b'kibager raises the question. Maybe we could argue over here. It's unique. The purpose of the water is just to sit there and see if it stays there. That's not really doing anything. That's not called a malacha. Kibager remains of the Tzarchiyan, and the Birka Yosef is Machmer. Kibager argues you can take it a step further. The goal was to see if there's a hole. So the water which goes out tells you whether there's a hole or not. The water which stays in doesn't tell you anything. So the water stays in isn't doing the malacha, right? The malacha is done with the water which leaves. So we could argue that this is even better. It's not just okay. Fine. Im toval. Okay, so now if he takes a gluska and he dips it in, so that you've used the water, so that's possible. However, if you dip your hand in to take some water out, taking the water out isn't a malacha. And just dipping your hand doesn't make the water mius, which is, we'll see later on. If certain animals drink from the water, it's considered mius and you can't use it. Therefore, it doesn't demote its status to shayfkin, which you would then discard and not use. Even your hands weren't washed. Now, why don't we say a different problem that my hands are tamei and it makes the water tamei? So we'll see later on about that. So I took the water out and I rubbed it onto the gluskin. Mini uga shalachar ichas and derech l'teich penei b'mayim. They're types of dough, which after you shape the dough, you rub water over the front, over the face of it, and then when you bake it, it has a shinier appearance. Pumim tevel noisam b'mayim. Pumim tevel yodah b'tachol penei. Sometimes you dip the whole thing into water. Sometimes you take water out and put it onto the gluska. So the Mechaber gave us two cases which are kosher. One is you take the water out with your hand and you put it onto the gluska. One is you take out a handful and then you use that water afterwards. So that's a further step removed. So that's a sure kosher. So if the first case is kosher, obviously the second case is kosher. So sometimes we say both cases, even though the second one is not necessary. The watering which ends behind is fine. Any sharim b'kli, our el shachaf l'bim toch ben p'nei agluska rei nasav ben malacha. The water that you took out, which you used to smear onto the gluska, that's been used. That's the problem. Now, what about if the nachtam after he's finished rinses off his hands in the water? Shanatam adiach. Ramos said that's kosher. So why is it kosher? Why is it different? Why is it different than washing kelim? The stamidai moiskim be'isa nikiyim vein behem lichluch. In general, people try to keep their hands clean when they're working with the dough. So the hand itself is clean because you would wash your hands before you start working with dough. So it's not really cleaning the hand. So element, what's the issue? Is the dough which got onto it? You don't really need water to remove them. You can just start to pull it off. It just goes more quickly. So it's not really using the water. This is a Beis Yosef. The Ramah is quoting a Beis Yosef. The Taz disagrees and says the Ramah holds it's a malacha. The Midiach Yadam in a Botzeh, Vachain Posel, Rashal, Vachain Hiskim, Asharachranim. So they all hold this is not, this what the Mechaber is allowing is not true and it's not acceptable. Okay. Sif Gimel, Maim Shlifnei Anapuch, you're a blacksmith, and you have water there in the smith, what's it called, smithy. So that water, even though the water looks clear and it doesn't look different color, discolored, it's possible. We know it's used for it's, we do things with it. For example, the Hanashikiba ben Barzil, that you anneal the steel by heating it and then plunging it into water. So the water over there is used to cool it very quickly, and that strengthens the steel. So use it for malacha purposes to cool the steel. So by the person who's a barber, we don't make an automatic assumption that it was always used for something which is problematic. Sometimes you will wash off your kelim with it. Unless you know for sure, it's kosher. Sofik mayim by perfilatidayim, we'll see later on, is we assume that it's kosher until we know otherwise. But the case of the blacksmith, it's not a sofik, it's a vadai that we assume that it's been used for something which would make it possible. Okay, so now, Irving asked about what about drinking from the water. So we're going to have, the drink is going to come up twice. It comes up over here, it comes up later on, and I think in the later sif also. It comes up again twice. So Mayim Shashas Mehem Tanagarlum, water which a chickens drank from, Ashalokak, Pirashtias Akelev Nikra Lakika, or a dog lapped up, Mehem Hakelev, Yesh Misha Poisel, some say it's possible, Vain the word Nirim, Elabain Be'elu Be'em Bechol Shar Be'em Bechav Oiv, Yesh Lahakshar. So even though we're going to see that there's an argument that they might take water out differently than other animals, but it's kosher. Now, Hatana Garlam or Shalokak. If you have a verb here, Siv Labdaf Gaela, Lahua din Machol, Behema Chaiva Oif, Chutzmiyarna. So the Poislim hold all of them Pasel. Now, why is that? Because when we learn by the water used for the Paraduma, so there, actually, there is a problem of when the animal would drink from the water. It's possible. Yesh mishar possible. The demeanor of the mime supports the chatas. The solom kishtias bei mechayva oif chutz miyarno. So the most animals, when they take some water in, the water goes into the mouth, and then it goes back into some of it goes back into the container, as opposed to the yonah, which pulls it out with its beak and doesn't let any of it fall back in. So, with the exception of the yonah, there's always this backsplash of the water going back in from the mouth, and that will passel the water by para aduma, the use for paraskatas. And similarly, it'll pass over here. That's what the poskim say it's a problem. Okay. Second explanation why over here it's a problem. So what is the problem over there? Some say that it's because of its use for malacha. And there's a psul of any water, anything you've done with the water becomes possible. The shemabim rashem roar mipim hamayim shesherson. The reason why the water which goes back is a problem, not because it's mias, or it's because it's been used. You drank from it. So now the water which is in used for shtia purposes, some of it falls back in. So it'll pass all of the water. So that's why the poislim said the same thing as over here as over there. There's a psul of malacha. So why does the mechaber say it's not true? Fein devar of nirim. The davka b'poras chatas nifselis malacha called to who? First of all, even if you say the problem over there is malacha, the level of malacha which is problematic over there is more sensitive than the problem of malacha which is the problem over here. Number one, and second of all, that's not the main reason which the Rishonim give over what the problem is. The problem is because of the saliva is mixing in, etc. Other reasons, which those psulim will not extend to the Tehillas Yadayim. And furthermore, there's a bitul b'roiv. So by para, we don't rely on bitul b'roiv, but over here we rely on bitul b'roiv. So we have three arguments, or two arguments why it's not a comparison, or three arguments why it's not a comparison. First of all, it's a different level of malacha. Second of all, the problem there is not really malacha. And third of all, even if it would be a problem, it'd be bitul b'roiv. And therefore, any animal would be kosher. Now, comes Rishon Brura, Chav Gilma Bein, Yesh LaHakshar, V'Akrenim Chilka B'Inyin Zeh. The Chara came along and said like this, D'it B'Tan Regarlam, V'Chein B'Shar Chayas O'Ifiz, K'Sherim K'Dasim Mechaber V'Chanal. By animals, we accept, most animals we accept the argument of the Mechaber and its Kosher. However, there's a new problem, Al V'Shtiyas Kelev V'Chazer Posim Mishum Miyus, D'Nimosim Amayim M'Shtiyah B'Nasu K'Shoifchen. Once these animals, the kelev or chazir, have drank it from the water, it makes the water mias, and now there's a new problem, the same way you would pour out something which you did with the malacha, something which is mias, you're sure you would pour it out. This is the argument that these achronim say. Therefore, chayar v'kosad v'shasat chak yeshtis mechaldas mechar b'lahat af be'elu, Shasat Chak, you rely on the Shulchan Aruch, which says even a Kelev is kosher, even a Chazer is kosher. Fine. V'im shasim mehem nochish, if a snake drank from it, ein nortam mehem liyadayim. You can't use it for the Tehillas Yadayim. What about Mayim Shenitzkalu Ba'alma? Water which is left open, so the Gemara, Bizmana Gemara, the more introduces a concept called Gilui, that Mayim which is left open, there's a concern that maybe a Nochish drank from it. And I'm telling you, if a nocha drank from it, it's possible for Netilas Yadayim. So, what about mine, which is left open? Can you use it for Netilas Yadayim? And Chashan Eidnus the Shema Shasim Hen Nochash Deinam Mitzuyim. So, Mikra, it's not common nowadays, this issue of nechoshim that they dealt with, that they would constantly be drinking from the water. It's an uncommon occurrence. And therefore, you do not need to worry about gilui. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei and Siman Kuf Tes Zayin, the Siman of Sakana, brings the Ikar Pesach, you don't have to worry about gilui, unless it's a place where you know that it's a problem. And there is, over there, the Gro argues and says you should be machmer. So the Gro argues and says, he argues that gilui wasn't just a cheshash, but it was a tzakana. Chazal or Masaka, not to drink from water, is left open because of this concern. But once Chazal made a tzakana, the rule is, even if the reason is no longer valid, the tzakana remains in place. So here we are, even nowadays you don't have the problem, but the tzakana of Chazal still remains in place. So the Gro says, so gilui is a problem even nowadays. So the Mishnah Berurah, regards to bimachmer on the tila, you do not need to do that. Now, the Gro himself actually was machmer in regards to the tila as well, and that's why, if you see some people when they, you know, they have an interesting question. You prepare negelbasa next to your bed so you can wash negelbasa when you wake up in the morning. If you have, now you left the water open, maybe it's better to keep it in not pour it, you know, prepare it beforehand. So they actually have containers which have a cover for the Tehillat Sadaim cover, so you won't have a problem with Gilead, you won't be Machmer and all the Sheetahs. Maim Psulim Shizar, Maim Sherim, Betelim B'Meyutan, Mashlimim, Afil of the Revias, Imloni Shadam Arei. There is a bit of Baroiv, and once it's bottled, it can actually be used to give you the full amount that you need of Revias. Unless there was a Shini Mara, so then, and the problem with Shini Mara is the Bittel assumes a Taruvus. So I can't say it's the Hakkas of Bittel is only when they mix together. So now one is both on the other one. As much as it's visible, they didn't mix together because I can see it still. So if it changed the color of the water, so it can't be both of a miyuta because it's visible. So it's a one more sif. Emelach b'sel is b'mayim shuvim, bein shem b'kli, bein shem b'karkavu, b'mayim mikva, lo b'mayim mikva, b'mayim b'oidim b'chubor. So if you would be able to do malach, if you would wash dishes in a mikva on the ground, that would not pass the water. If you change the color, it would be a different problem, but if it doesn't change the color, the problem of malach doesn't pass when it's in the karka. Chavdal Shem Bekarka Pirish Afilo Hoyu B'Shas Malacha Menachem Bekarka Kima Shai Shubim Mitchila Malacha Paselas Behem. Even if now, if it's the case of Mayim Shubim, which you put back into the ground, that doesn't help you. Avashas Malacha Behem and Mechuber Ksherem Until Yadayim Betolish. If even if you did Malacha when they're Mechuber, you take the water out afterward, it's kosher. It doesn't become possible while it's in the ground. Lo b'mei mikva, kol zeh linyan nesias malacha, avol linyan nimnitzel b'shtias behema, in chilek ben shubim l'mei mikva psulim. But shtias behema, which we said there's a problem of nimos, that will be a problem in the ground as well. Kol zeh linyan lishar b'kli, b'mayim mimei mikva l'ntil shidayim. Avol til hit yod b'mei mikva gufa, b'tach b'zeh, linyan shtiyan amara, ayin liyel b'zeh shubur sakon dalet. And even with shtias behema, to put your hands into it as a mikva, it doesn't lose the status of a mikva. To take the water out and use it for the tisadayim, that's a problem. But to be tovel into the mikvah itself, that is acceptable. Okay.